You're on Gimel Lamed Aleph at the bottom. My Havi Allah. So what's the final halacha? The Gabe a Korah that's partially within 20 Amos and partially above, or Shach that's partially within 20 Amos and partially above. Rabba Bar Rav Ula Omar Zeveze Pasul. Rabba Bar Ula said they're both Pasul. Pasul because either afraid that it's going to rot and the Korah and all of it will be above 20. Or because the sukkah, because maybe the wind will blow off the top one, and then what's it called, the bottom one will fly away or whatever, and it won't be kosher, or it'll be chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Rava Omer Zevezeh kosher. Rava says they're both kosher, because, like we said, we're not afraid of either of those things. Chalal sukkah tnan. The main idea is that it doesn't make a difference what's above 20 amos. As long as there is less than 20 amos space between the floor and the shach, or the floor and the korah, that's all that matters. Right? You don't look at what's on the outside. You look only what's on the inside measurements. Chalal mavi tnan, same thing with the mavi. Rashi, chalal sukkah tnan, esrim amos shehuskru, bein b'mavi, bein b'sukkah, achalola kaima. Has nothing to do with the korah itself. It has to do that there can't be a space of more than 20 amos between the ground and the beginning of the korah, and the same thing can't be a space of 20 amos between the ground and the beginning of the shach. So the fact that the shach itself is above 20 amos, or the korah is above 20 amos, is irrelevant. Omar le Rav Papa le Rava, Tanya de Mesayeloch, I bring you a rai, a brisa that supports you. A mavi that's higher than 20 amos, which is higher than the pesach of the heichal, yimoyd. The heichal gufo chalolo esrim. The maisa, since it says that it's similar to the pesach of the heichal, the chalal was esrim amos. So anything where the halal is not more than esrim amos, that's good enough. The space is not more than 20 amos. And therefore, we don't care what's where the korah is exactly, right, how high it goes up. The main thing we look at is the space from the ground till the beginning of the korah. Eishtei Rav Shimi Bar Rav Ashi Rav Papa. Keitzer Haya Osa. Right, how do you do that? Meiniach korah mislas esrim ulamach. You put a korah from the end of the esrim ama and down. That means that the korah has to extend into the esrim ama. Not that there can be a full esrim ama space, right? Misfas esrim ama. You put the top of the korah at 20 amas and then it extends down. So you don't have 20 amas. You have 20 amas till the top of the korah. Samar says, "Ei mulamala." No, mishpas esri mulamala. You put the bottom part of the korah at the 20 amos point, and then it extends up. I have a halamata ktoni. The Maisa says lamata. It doesn't say lamala. Hakamashmal unto lamata kilamala. What it means is mishpas esri ama ulamala. Ulamata and down lower is also the same halacha. Right? What does that mean? Lamata malamala chalola esrim af lamata chalola asora. Same thing. Down. The lowest the korah can be is 10 tefachim. And there also, you put the korah where the bottom of the korah is at the 10 tefachim mark. In other words, the ikar is you have 10 tefachim of space or 20 amos of space for the height. Okay, Rashi. Misfas chalol sukkah tnan esrim amos shehusku ben b'movi v'sukkah chalol l'kaimi misfas chof l'mata mashma she'ovi hakorah b'socha. It's mashma that the korah has to be within 20 amos, not the space has to be 20 amos or less. Hakamashlon the shir shenosu chacham l'mata miyud tfachim achalal koi kishir she'omru b'chof l'mal. I know l'mata over here doesn't mean that the korah has to be extending down into the 20 amos. It means the korah has to be put where the bottom of the korah is at the 20 amos mark, and then it can be up. But the same thing applies to down, where you have a korah that's less than 10 tefachim. So there also, the korah has to be where the bottom of the korah is at the 10 tefachim mark, and then it can extend up. But it what's it called, can't extend down into the 10 tefachim. Kishir she'omr b'chaf l'mala v'hachi kamar mas nisim. Niach es ha'korah misfas chaf u'lamala. V'chein l'mata. In bol asoso namuch menichem ishvas asora tvachim u'lamala. You have to put the bottom of the korah at the 10 tvachim mark. The v'pachos mi'asora lohavi mavi. The reason that the korah has to be higher than 10 tvachim is because within 10 tvachim of the ground is not called a mavi anymore. Because you can't really use it, Rashi says. Others say there are other reasons why. There can't be a mechitza less than 10 tvachim high. That's what's it called, Rashi in Sukkah. And the Rambam holds because there's no heker. Because you don't look down less than 10 tefachim, just like you don't look up more than 20 amas. The daf nafkamina between the reasons is, will an almasra help on a korah that's less than 10 tefachim? Right? If the reason is because of the heker, then some kind of eye-catching thing will help. If the reason is because it's not a mavui, or it's not a mechitza, then nothing's going to help. Okay. Omar Abaye, Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Amas Sukkah va'amas Mavui ba'ama bas chamisha. Amas Kilayim ba'ama bas shisha. There were two different measurements of an amma. One smaller amma, which had only five tvachim, and there was a larger amma, which had six tvachim. Okay. And the amos of Sukkah and Mavui are a smaller amma, five tvachim. And the amma of Kilayim is six tvachim. So Mora says, amos Mavui ba'amma bas chamisha l'may hilchaso. What does that mean? That means for every measurement of a Mavui, you measure with an amma of five tvachim, sometimes that comes out l'kula. The Mora says l'govo, that it can't be higher than 25 tvachim amas, which is 100 tvachim, as opposed to the fact if you would use 6 tvachim amas, it would be 120 tvachim. So it has to have the more chomer amount for this being smaller as a chumrah. Right? Ula pirtzas mavui, and also for a pirtza. 10 amas is considered a pirtza in the mavui, and what's it called? 10 amas has to be only 50 tvachim, not 60 tvachim. So here it's also a chumra. Shemar says, v'ha'ika neshech mavui ba'arba amas t'lekula, right? That in order for a mavui to be kosher with a korah, or a lechi, it has to be at least arba amos. So if you have a five tvachim amma, you only need 20 tvachim to make a mavui. And then the korah and the lechi will help. But if you need a six tvachim amma, you're going to need 24 tvachim. So here it's lekula. Right? By using a five tvachim, what's it called, amma, you're being makel. You're going to be machsher a mavui with less amount than you would need if you would have to have six tvachim. Gemara says, Commander Omar ba'arba tvachim. This klal was only said according to the one who holds that Meshach Mavui is arba tvachim. It's not four amas, it's four tvachim. And therefore it's irrelevant what the amma is for this, because the shear is in four tvachim. V'yaboyseima ba'arba amos v'rov amos kamar. And Enoch and Ami, it could be that even the one who holds arba amos, this could go according to him, but it doesn't mean that all the amos of a mavui are five tvachim, only where it's a chumra. Where it's a kula, not. I mean, rove of the measurements of a mavui are l'chumra. So you use five tvachim amos. Some of them are l'kula, there you don't use a five tvachim amma, there you use a six tvachim amma. So rove of the amos of a mavui, which are l'chumra, are what's it called, five tvachim amos, and the ones that are l'kula, which is a minority, that's six tvachim amos. Amma sukkah ba'amma bas chamish l'may hilchasa, right? What halachas apply to an amma by a sukkah, that we hear this halacha that has to be five tvachim amos and not six tvachim amos? Legova, the height, say it's a chumra, right? If you have five tvachim amos, it can only be 100 tvachim. you have 6 tefachim amas, then it's 120 tefachim. So the halacha is, you measure it in 5 tefachim amas, it's only 100 tefachim high. And more than that is possible. L'dofen akuma. L'dofen akuma is where you have space, or something that's not kosher schach, between the wall and the kosher schach. So if it's less than 4 amos, it's what's it called, it's kosher. We say that the wall curves over and reaches the schach. But more than 4 amos, it's possible. So those amos have to be 5 tefachim amos. In other words, if it's more than 20 tefachim, it's possible. But if it will be 6 tefachim amos, it could be up to 24 tefachim. So that will be a kula. So the 5 tefachim amos are chumra. Ay v'ha'ika meshech sukkah be'arba amos. Right? L'maisu v'halocha meshech sukkah, that has to be 4 amos, the lakula, and there will be a kula, because if you consider a sukkah with 4 amos of 5 tefachim, that's a smaller amount than you would need if you considered it the 6 tefachim. That's a lakula. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Omer ani kol sukkah shein ba dalet amos on dalet amos psula. Rebbe holds the minimum shear of a sukkah is dalet amos by dalet amos. We don't pass this. We hold the minimum shear is 7 tefachim. But the Rebbe holds 4 amos by 4 amos. So if you use a 5 tefachim amma, it's going to be lakula, because you're going to have a sukkah that's kosher with 20 by 20, when according to the other shear, it would have to be 24 by 24. Mar says, Karabana, the amre afilu ena machzekes ala rosho veruba v'shulchanam. No, ena chanami. This klal was only said according to the Rabbanan, who don't measure the sukkah with 4 amos, but with enough that it'll hold your head and most of your body in your table, which is 7 tefachim. V'boiseima lo'olam Rebbe. Or it could be even according to Rebbe. V'rov amos ka'amar. Right? Most amos we're talking about. Not what's it called, all of them, but most of them. But some of them were over there. The kula, you have to use a 6 tefachim amma, not a 5 tefachim amma. See Rashi here. Amos mavui v'amos movi v'amos sukkah, amos shehuskru b'movi v'sukkah, all of the amos that are mentioned with the measurements of the movi in the sukkah, v'amos ktano shiru. V'amos shehuskru b'kilayim v'amos gedolos shiru. Right? The ones by sukkah, you measure with the smaller amma, the 5 tefachim amma, and the ones with kilayim with the larger amma, the 6 tefachim amma. L'kam v'forish hay ninu. The Gemara will explain which specific cases does it apply to. Rav Nachman with the Ko'amar Hocha Ktanos, V'Hocha Gedolos, Shmami no Hocha Chumra, V'Hocha Chumra. That it's a Chumra. That using the 6 Tvachim Amma by Kilayim is a Chumra, and using the 5 Tvachim Amma by Sukkah and Mavi is also a Chumra. The Ilo Le Chumra, Hechi Motsi Omer, Hani Gedolos, Hani Ktanos. Halo Tznan, Behu Shiura. L'maisa, what's it called? It didn't say a Shiura. It said Amos. So if it's not the Chumra, why should you assume that this one is 6 and this one is 5? It must be the reason that we're using different measurements is because here this is a chumra and there the other one's a chumra. L'may hilchus ha-masharim elu shebamavi b'ktanus tahavi chumra. So what's the halacha? What does it apply to that in a mavi using the smaller amma will be a chumra? L'govo hanach esrim shehuskru li'pasul b'govo nechi ika chof amus ktanus pasli imigaba latvei. The chumra is that it's possible with 20 small amos. Once it reaches 20 small amos, it's possible. Well, the pirtzas mavi, the kaimalon b'hai pirka, pirtzas mavi b'yud amos. Right? And mavi is considered opened, and it's not considered a doorway if it's more than 10 amos broken open. Possible. B'kom Rav Nachman, the b'eser amos k'tanos mitzo. Even if it's 10 small amos, it's already possible. V'ha'ika amos shuskru b'meshach mavi, dalar amos, dim arko pachos midalar amos, posole abaya lekamon. We have another measurement of a mavui that also uses amos, and if you say that that's small amos, that's a kula. That the minimum length of a mavui, or width of a mavui, is 4 amos. And if it's less than 4 amos, then a kora and a lechi won't help. D'omer lekamon, hoya pachos miyud tfachim, ubola ashlimo ad kam achokik bo b'mishcho, Rav Yosef omer dalit tfachim, Abai Omer Dalet Amos. The Meshech Mavui Bo'ina Dalet Amos. The case that it's talking about over there is where the Korah was less than 10 Tfachim, so you want to dig down to make it 10 tefachim? How much of the mavui has to be dug out to be where the korah is 10 tefachim? It has to be at least four, what's it called? One man the omer says 10 tefachim. One man the omer says a dalet tefachim. And the other man the omer, Abaya, holds arba amos. So there is an opinion that holds that the width of the mavui, minimum, of the korah has to be four amos. And if you use a smaller amos, then it's a kula. Because you need more to make it kosher, right? Here you need less to make it kosher. Uvahani amos asya milsa, the Rav Nachman, the kula. The mashal le bedalad amos ktanos. Here Rav Nachman, what he said, that the amos of measurement of a mavui are the five tvachim amos, comes out to be a kula. Gemara says, command the omer, meshach mavui, barba tvachim, shvirole. Rav Nachman would have to hold that this measurement wasn't set in amos. This measurement is in tvachim. You need only four tvachim. And therefore, there's no case of amos by a mavui that is lakula, where it mentions amos. The lo huskru amos b'shir mishcho. Pluks ad abayim Rav Yosef is. Machlok sabayim Rav Yosef. Rav Nachman would have to hold like Rav Yosef. Rov amos. Or no, he could even hold like abaya. And when he said that the measurement of amos by a mavui is the smaller one, he meant most of the measurements, not all of them. Rov amos haniskoros mavikomer of Nachman. Delavik tanos. Lo akol amos mavikomer. Legova by sukkah. Also, the chumra of using smaller amos is for the height. Shehuskru chaf amos leposla. You only need 20 small amos to passel it, not 20 big amos to passel it. Ledofen akuma desnan bayish shenifchas. The sichich al gabe hapchas, the srach kosher. You have a house where the middle of the roof fell in. So you have part of the roof is on all the way around, and you have the middle is out. So if the part that didn't fall down is less than 4 amos, and you put srach in the middle, it's kosher. The tikras aliyah nosra saviv umatsek is being srach kosher in funos. There's a separation between the walls and the walls and the srach in the middle. If there's 4 amos that separate between the walls and the schach, then it's possible. You don't say dofen akuma unless it's less than 4 amos. We say that we look at the possel part on the top as if it's a continuation of the wall that bends over and reaches to the spot. So you have a bent wall. Vari ein kan hetzik. The ka'asir of Nachman, the meimar, de ba'amos k'tanos misharin alei, u'mitzla be'esrim tvachim v'haynu chumra. And the same thing over here, it's a chumra. Because if it would be able to be a bigger ama, you'd have more space to make it kosher. Now you have less space to make it kosher. Ay v'ha'ika arba amos haniskoros v'meshach sukkah. L'chora the shear of how big a sukkah has to be is also said in Amos. Dimacharis lebiktanos ikakula. If you're machshar the sukkah with the smaller Amos, then that's a kula. You can have less area and still be a kosher sukkah. Rav Nachman kayo v'omer kol Amos sukkah biktanos. The Omer Rav Nachman karebi havi kula. If Rav Nachman held like Rebbe, it'll be a kula. He'll be saying that the smaller measurement already is a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't hold like Rebbe. Rav Nachman la'olam karebi, or you can say that Rav Nachman does hold that karebi. V'haid omer Rav Nachman amos sukkah v'ktanos laba amos to meshach sukkah ela b'shar amos kamer. He didn't say it in all the amos. Most of the amos of sukkah, which are l'chumra, are in the smaller ones. There are those that are l'kula. Those would have to be in the bigger amos. Let's go on. So now we explain where this halach applies by sukkah and by mavui. How about the other case? Amas kilayim ba'ama bashisha. By kilayim, we use a bigger ama, 6 tefachim ama. L'mayil, so where is that a chumra? L'karachas hakerem u'lemochol hakerem. That is a chumra by karachas hakerem and mochol hakerem. Disnan, karachas hakerem, beishami omrim esrim v'arba amos, u'beishilol omrim sheishas v'amos. Right? The karachas hakerem is where you have a space in the middle of a kerem that's empty and surrounded by vines. And the shaila is about planting in that middle space, how big the space has to be. So Beishamai says you need 24 amas of space before you can plant anything. We'll see in 1 second how you do that. And Beisil says you only need 16 amas of space. But since over here, if it's less than that space, you're not allowed to plant. So if you use an amma of six tefachim, that's a chumra. You need more space to be able to plant than being able to plant in less space. Machol hakerem is where there's a space between a kerem and a wall. And you want to plant in that space between the kerem and the wall. Beshamareo mesheshesrei amos. Beshame says there you only need 16 amos. But if it's less than 16 amos, you can't plant there. And you need big amos. That's a chumrah. Ubeisol omrim shtemesrei amos. And Beisol says you only need 12 amos. Okay, now the Gemara says, what is this case? Ezeo kirachas hakerem. Kerem shecharav emtsiuso. A kerem where the middle of the kerem became destroyed. Now, there's no vines in the middle. Surrounded by vines, and there's a big space in the middle of the kerem. Ein shom sheishas reyamos, liyavizera l'shom. If there's not 16 amos, according to Beisilla, in that space, you're not allowed to plant there. Anything else, because it's kilayim. Hayu shom sheishas reyamos, if there was 16 amos, no sin lo kedei avodaso, the zoreas hamoser. Then you separate from the kerem 4 amos, which is kedei avodaso, the amount that it takes a plow to go around the kerem, which is 4 amos, and the rest you can plant. We'll see in 1 second what that means. The zeu mech mochol hakerem, what is mochol hakerem? Ben kerem legeber. You have a kerem, there's a space, and then there's a wall. So ein shom shteimes reyamos, if there's not a space of 12 amos between the kerem and the wall, lo yavizera l'shom, then you can't plant there. If there is 12, then you move away 4 amas from the kerem, and then you can plant the rest. The Zorei Sashar. Okay, let's see Rashi. Let's see what this is. The Karachas HaKerem L'Mochel HaKerem, the Chimisharis L'Begdolos Chumrahi. When you'll use the bigger amas, it's a chumrah. You won't be able to plant unless there's a bigger space. Karachas hakerem beshamei omrim esrim b'arba amos. Im karachto esrim b'arba amos mutar lizroa shom, din pachos michav dalad amos osur lizroa shom. If there's 24 amos space between the two sides of the kerem, or the four sides, between on each side, so it's 24 amos square, then you can plant there. It's not 24 amos square, you can't plant there. Well, the kamo meforish my karachas my mochel. The Gemara will soon discuss what they are. Shechor ben tziyoso, Shariyesham Gifonim Soviv Hakorcha, Eshesh Reyamal, Sheshes Reyamal, Koin Vesil. The Chain Im Holcha Karocha, Pnei Kol Rocha Vakerim, Shein Sham Gifonim, and will be based to the Akarachas, Bleen and Sheshes Rey Rocha Vakorcha. Right, there's two ways that you have a Korcha. One is that it's surrounded by, it's Ramish in the middle and surrounded by Gifonim, then you need 16 by 16, according to Vesil. Because you need 16 Amas from all the vines. If it's a furrow in the middle of the field, so it's only surrounded on two sides, the other sides are open completely. It's like a road that goes straight through the kerem. So then you only need 16, from this side to that side. You only have vines on two sides. So that's two possible ways that it could be, but it's the same idea. Okay. Shechara ben Tziuso. The im lav lo yavi zera l'sham. If it's not 16 by 16, right, or 16 between the two vines, you can't plant. Afilu ba'amo hen tzoyis. Even mamish in the middle, you can't plant. Why? The dalad amish b'tzad akerem izeh. The dalad amish b'tzad zeh eitzel akerem havei avodas akerem. 4 amas next to the vines on both sides is avodas akerem. That for sure is what's it called bottle to the kerem. So those don't count as a space. So you have already 8 amas, 4 on this side right next to the vines, and 4 on the other side, and 4 on this side and this side, if it's surrounded, right, that bechlau are buckled to the kerem. They're not considered a space at all. Disnan, kama avodas hakerem, how much is the space needed to service the kerem? Dalet amas, kamoli bokar v'kela. Dalet amas, the width of an animal and its kalim do plowing. Show you boat stream also mishvarim, and this harvested the kerem with oxen, ubagolos and wagons, ubeesa harisha horshim also mishvarim. And when they plowed it with shvarim. And the width of the wagons and the shvarim, everything together, was 4 amas. Hilkach kerem domu. So they're mamish an extension of the kerem. The amount of space you need to service the kerem is part of the kerem. So four amas on both sides, or on all four sides, if it's surrounded, are that for sure, that considered space. That's considered part of the keren. So already you have eight amas, what's it called, that you can even consider a space. V'nisharu ches amos bein asayim levados and dalad the chotzad. If you have an extra eight amas space besides those four and four, the chishod is palga lahacha, when you'll split it into half, and you'll have four amas on this side and four amas on the other side, right? Ika dalad amas makam chashuv, then there's a makam chashuv. Four amas is considered a makam chashuv by itself. It's separated from the kerem. You can plant there. L'chol chad, lo batli l'gami kerem. Those four amas, after the four amas of the service road, those are not considered part of the kerem. Umutu l'zora, and you're allowed to plant there. Those are considered a makom chashuv, and you can plant in that middle area.
Wait, one second. If the four amas of the service road is buttoned up to the kerem, that's not considered a space, so why can you plant right next to it? Would you need another four amas or another?
No. Because l'maisa, it's a separation, right? But l'maisa, in those areas, right, you can't consider that enough of a separation to plant there, because that's buttoned to the kerem. But now, if you have another area that's separated from the kerem already, arba amos, from the service road, and now you have a makom choshev to itself, that's enough of a separation too. In other words, the four amos is an important place. It's separated from the kerem, that's fine. Right? So, but if it will be just four amos right next to the kerem, that's not separated from the kerem, because that's bottled for the kerem. But once you have an area of four amos that's separated from the kerem, that's fine. Okay, you don't need four amas away from the kerem. You need an area of four amas that's not bottled to the kerem. Then you can plant there. That's not part of the kerem. That's okay.
None of a space.
Right, exactly. You have makom chashuv, right? Because Rashi holds you can plant that whole area. Ubatsu miches amas, shodi pagalahacha lekadalad amas. You have less than eight amas, then if you divide it exactly in half, you're going to have less than four amas on each side. It's not a makom chashuv. That's also considered, right, what's it called, not bottle. That's not considered separated from the kerem. Leka dalad amas makom chashuv, ubatul gabi kerem. It's not a makom chashuv. That's also bottle to the kerem. Ulebeishamei lo chashuv sada bepapas miches amas. Beishamei holds you need eight amas to be considered a makom chashuv. Right, therefore you need 24. Four, right, that's eight. And then you need another 16, so you can have a makom chashuv of eight and eight on both sides. Hilka chav dalad amas boinen. Dalad lavodas hakerem mikan ukenegdon mikan. Pashu yudvav. You have 16 left. Shodi ches lahacha v'ches lahacha. Ika sada. V'lo botli inam yisviru leil beishamei avodas hakerem ches amas. Or it's possible beishamei holds that you need eight amas to service the kerem. One of the two. Either beishamei holds that a sada is only considered a sada, makam chashu, with eight amas, or he holds that it's arba amas, but you need eight amas for service. Whatever it is. But you, what you need is a service road plus a makom chashuv. In the makom chashuv, you can plant.
I need two makom chashuvs.
What?
I need two makom chashuvs for four. I can't afford some of them. It'll be. I just split that four and a half. I'm just looking at the makom chashuv from the outside.
Because you don't look at it as being something by itself, but Rashi says you look at part of it being close to the gefanim on this side and part close to the gefanim on the other side. And the Mela, you need a makom chashuv separated from all the gefanim, and that's what you don't have. Now you need a sada that's separated from the kerem. So
it's separated. That floor in the middle. If you just a floor in the middle, you've got two full service roads on the outside.
Right. No, but it's not, because you look at this thing as divided. This is a kerem. This is a kerem. So you have only two that's shayach to this kerem and two that's shayach to this kerem. Mela, you don't have a makom chashuv. You don't look at it as, since there's krumim on both sides, right, it has to be a makom chashuv, we've got klapi each side.
Yeah.
And if you have, then you have to split it up. Mochol ha-kerem ben kerem legeder, dahainu saviv kamo mecholos, yesham yud beis amas beis hilo, nosin dalad amas lavodas ha-kerem, v'zorei ashar. Same thing, a kerem to the wall, so you need four amas between the kerem, and that's a service road. And then you need if you have, You put Dalet Amos Lavodas HaKerem, that's only on one side, though, because the other side is a wall. And then you could be Zoreya the rest. So why do you need... Oh, yeah, you still need, what's it called? Why do you need eight here? But Zoreya here, your Kasher is your Kasher. There's only one side that's a Kerem.
You need Arba Amos for the Avodas of the...
No, there's no Avodas, it's a wall.
No, but for the Avodas of the story of the...
No, that doesn't say that. We'll see. Ain't Shom Yud Beis Amal, you have this version. Daud Amos to Lahadi Kerem, Avodas HaKerem. But Daud Amos to Lahadi Kosel, Kivin to Lom Mizdara, Mishum Davsha the Kosel, Afkuri Matkerlu. The what's the question? Sorry, yes. The Daud Amos, the Gavi the Kerem, is Avodas HaKerem. The Daud Amos by the wall, right, that's not considered Bechlau, because you're not allowed to plant there because it ruins the wall. So that's what's it called? That's the bechlal, not considered anything. Those dalet amos are batel mevuta, so they don't count. So they're what's it called? They're not considered part of a sod. They don't make a sod because you can't plant them. So you're left with four amos as a sod. So you need eight in order for there to be a sod over here, because four of them are batel mevuta because you can't plant there. Okay. Kivin lo mizdar mishum dash to the kol sakuri makulu and soyus. Then the other four, if they're four, then it's choshev enough to be considered a soda by itself. It's separated from the kerem. If it's not four, then it's bottle for the kerem. You don't need 16. Because there's only a kerem on one side. The other side's a wall. Here it has to be big amos. You need 16 big amas to be able to plant, and not 16 small ones. V'lo mishtar yibiktanos. Mar says, l'chora there's a mida l'gabi the kerem that also is l'kula. V'ha'ika ritzupim b'arba amos, the l'kula. Halacha is that a minimum kerem is two gifanim, one next to the other, opposite two other gifanim next to each other, v'echad yotzei dofen, and one like a tail in the middle. So you have two, and one, that's a minimal kerem. But if they're planted in less than arba amos from each other, then they're either going to be uprooted because there's too small of a space for that many vines, or because they can't grow properly. So if they're too close together, they're not considered a kerem. Okay, they're considered separate vines. And there, if you use this bigger amma, right, so you're going to make something not a kerem and make it more mutter, right, if you have more space in between them, whereas if you use a smaller amma, you need less space to make that halacha, right, then that's a kula. This man, kerem anatu al pachas mi arba amos, you have a kerem where the vines are separated by less than arba amos, Reb Shimon Omer ain't no kerem. Reb Shimon says they're not a kerem. The Chachamim don't make kerem. The Chachamim say, no, it's still a kerem. You look at the ones that are extra as if they're not there. The Roin is saying, Tzoy and Kilo Eino. So Mar says, Karabana, the Amri have a kerem. It's only a kula, according to Reb Shimon, who says that if it's less than Arba Amos between the vines, then it's not a kerem. So here, if you have less than the big shear, that's a kula. If you have less than the small shear, that's a chum. So they all say, Karabana, Rav Nachman. The boy same al olam krab shimon. Rav Nachman can hold a krab shimon too. The rov amos chomer, same thing we said before. He didn't say all the amos of a kilayim are six, only the ones that are the chumra. There are some that talk are five when that's the chumra. The rov of mishmeder of us. So that's abay. So Rashi. Voikar ritzufim, gefonim ritzufim, shesmucha shura lashura yosuri masha shenosnu chachom shir. Shim'ein ben shura lashura dalet amos. If there's less than dalet amos between the rows of vines, then that's not considered a vineyard. Ein o kerem. Hoel the ein lo kol tzorcho. Lehiluch agola. Because there's not enough room between the rows to service the kerem properly. Umutu lezroa bekula. And you're allowed to plant there because it's not considered kerem. It's considered a separate vine. And a single vine has less of a halacha of separation than a kerem. You have to separate more from a kerem than you do from a single vine. These are considered single vines, and you're allowed to plant there. Rav Shimon, v'hanach amos asher milsa d'Rav Nachman l'kula. If you use bigger amos, then you're going to have more space to consider it not a kerem than you would have to use smaller amas. That's a kula. Ika dalad amas katanos samirim eno kerem adika gedolos. Al pachas mi dalad amas she'ein ben shura l'shura dalad amos eno kerem mutlis rosha. The roin sent tzoyin and tuin besok reva charoy lios ben shura l'shura. Right, and the rabbanon hold no, it is, and you consider the middle ones as if they're not there, and because they're going to anyway be uprooted eventually, or they're going to die. Karabbanon sphere le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman have to hold like the rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon, and therefore this is not a kula or a chumra because it doesn't make that is irrelevant. The amrei kerem hilchach lo huskru amos bekilayim linyan ritzufin. Right, that's like the rabbanon, and the other teretz is no, he holds like the Rav Shimon. But he doesn't hold that all the amos of kilayim are six tvachim amos, only the ones that are lechumra. And the ones that are not lechumra, taki doesn't hold.